The new studies say the centrifuges Iran uses to produce enriched uranium are performing poorly. The non-governmental Institute for Science and International Security says many of the machines at the Natanz enrichment facility are old or are breaking down repeatedly. ICE's President David Albright, the lead author of the reports, says the mechanical problems show that international sanctions have delayed Iran's nuclear progress.
It can't stop it from building a bomb or making a decision, but it can slow it down. It can create inhibitions against moving in that direction. And it can just generally make it difficult for Iran to get the raw materials it needs to build large numbers of centrifuges.
But Albright adds that Iran has enough working centrifuges to turn out sufficiently pure uranium to build a nuclear bomb.
Iran does have enough centrifuges if it wanted to go ahead and make weapon-grade uranium for a bomb. Any centrifuge can be used to make low-enriched uranium or highly-enriched uranium. So Iran has a capability to make nuclear weapons now.
But has it decided to do so? U.S. intelligence estimates say Iran might have the technical capability to produce a nuclear bomb, although not a system to deliver one, and that Tehran has not decided to cross that line. David Albright says the United States and its allies agree that is still the case, although there are different assessments of the progress of Iran's nuclear weapons research.
But they all agree that no decision has been made by Iran to build weapons, that there is ambivalence about the situation, because I think the Iranian regime knows full well that if it can't get the bomb quickly and have a plan to get more than one, that it could suffer horrible consequences that threaten the existence of the regime.
Ali Hainonen, former deputy director of the UN Monitoring Agency, the International Atomic Energy Agency, or IAEA, says there is increased concern that Iran has been stockpiling low-grade enriched uranium with the intent of turning it into weapons-grade uranium.
With the time, there will be enough material for nuclear bombs if Iran does the decision. And I would say that by end of next year, there starts to be a sizable amount of low-enriched uranium, which I think is a matter of concern quite a few parties.
But Hainonen agrees there's no clear signal that Iran has decided to build atomic weapons.
I don't think that anyone has seen real evidence that Iran has done a firm decision to build a nuclear weapon. On the other hand, when such a decision is done, it may not be a big group of people who decide on that, and it may be very difficult to find it out until it's perhaps too late.
The IAEA is scheduled to give its new quarterly inspection report on Iran next month. Gary Thomas, VOA News, Washington.